Hey there, welcome to the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for January 30th, 2020. Of course, it's Damien back with a super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So we are getting new emojis, 62 to be precise, and they'll be with us when Android 11 drops later this year, and then hopefully likely with the first Android 11 preview even sooner. Google has given us a glimpse of the new keyboard add-ons that include a piñata, a teapot, polar bear, pickup truck, fondue, and a ton more skin tone additions to the current crop of emoji that you find on Android 10. Google is prompting more people to download opinion rewards from the Play Store with Play Store notifications. We're not entirely sure why, but then again, if you haven't already downloaded the free Play Store credit app, you're missing out on basically free games and even potentially YouTube Premium if you do accrue enough real-world tokens from answering questionnaires. The latest Wear OS update is out there for anyone with the Fossil Sport, but it will break the always-on display feature, so our advice would be to steer clear if you haven't downloaded it already. A fix is said to be incoming, but then again, it is just safer to avoid it, otherwise you'll have to activate the display to get time and notification updates, at least until a fix is forthcoming. Google Nest thermostats are now learning how to detect issues with heating, ventilation, and air conditioning so that you can get alerts on your diminutive home control hub. Your Nest hub will be able to email you an alert should there be issues with your heating or air conditioning, with more detection capabilities set to be added in the future. Regardless though, Google has stated that these alerts are not meant to replace a qualified heating, ventilation, or air conditioning professional. They're just a solid early warning sign of issues that might need closer inspection. The feature can be enabled right now in the Nest app. And finally, YouTube Music can now show you all of the latest album and single releases after what has felt like an eternity without the feature. It's basically just like any other streaming app or online music store. You get to see all of the recent releases in one convenient place. The update is now rolling out for iOS and Android right now. That was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.